could they?
Oh, civil.
Happy Friday, Mr. Joyner.
Did that go over there?
Yeah, it did, pretty much. Anything else you'd like to share with the class, Kim Whitley?
It did go over there?
Yeah, it did. We're going to make sure.
In for the vacation is J. Anthony Brown. Is Kim Whitley.
And her Super mouth.
Dave, Super Dave said it didn't go over there.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, my God. How do y'all got to give a light or a signal when the mic is on? Good morning.
And Damon Williams in the Red Velvet Cake Studios all week long for the vacation in J. Anthony Brown.
Takes a village.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You can cut it right there, Super Dave. It's just... You want to share? You want to share what you said? Kim?
I
mean, there's a lot of people out there who are listening and say, what did she say?
But I thought y'all got to give a signal. All I said was, he said, same thing I tell Jay, don't touch nothing because I done messed up the mic. He said, I told you not to touch. I said, well, me and Jay, we the same person. I said, we got the same penis. Not like I have one. It's just like,
you can say the same about Jay.
Wow. I was thinking yours was bigger.
Wow. And so it begins.
That's how you kick off a Friday, the last day of vacation for J. Anthony Brown.
Ooh, this is going to be a great morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, this is fantastic.
Yeah, great morning.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm in Los Angeles for the NAACP Image Awards. Kim is part of the NAACP Image Awards. She hosts the after party,
right? After
right.
party.
Woo. That's right.
Party with Kim Whitley.
That's who
they
doing
don't let
it.
Me in the show. Wait, you did it one year?
No, I was supposed to do it. They said, well, they went another way. Now I know which way they went.
Oh.
Ain't that funny?
Did they go
funny.
With the person with the
say.
Bigger?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Talk to him, Sybil. Talk to him.
I'm glad, though. I'm happy for you. I'm here in the rear of Evercale Studio. But, yeah, that's so funny, Kim.
Yeah, you couldn't do it anyway. You were busy.
Yeah.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
You know, they don't let me in the award show.
Right.
They will let me in the
after party.
And that's same reputation.
That's a tricky
game. Stay in your lane, huh?
Stay in your lane, Tom. I was like, I got to get out this after party lane.
On the show today, Lonnie Love,
woo.
Arsenio,
my wow. God,
Anthony Anderson,
oh my goodness,
Tyrese,
what?
And Monique.
Wow,
that's a lot.
Crazy.
That's a good Friday. All those people in one show.
I know we don't have enough show.
Oh, well, let's not forget Arsenio Hall.
I said Arsenio.
I need you to stop sitting over there smoking or whatever you do.
Well, you know how you leave in a hotel and you checking out. We leaving today, and you have a little bit of wine left in the bottle. You just don't feel right
Get
leaving
that
it.
Corner.
Yeah, I took that corner this morning.
First of all, he said we. That was unusual.
No,
he just got married. New Year.
She what? And the wifey, you got married?
And the wifey travels with him.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hold up. So you got married how long ago?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Oh, New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. All right. But you was with me the first weekend in January. That's how they do you.
See how it is? That's why
you
I
didn't say that. That tan line was fresh, so I couldn't catch it.
On that left hand.
Well, long as you leave the long as you leave the lot right there and don't go Amber Rose on me, we all right.
Ooh.
Well, there's no guarantee of that.
Amber Rose.
Ooh.
Man, shade.
Super shade.
Honey,
huh?
That was something
what?
Else.
Man, listen.
she told it, didn't she?
Uh-huh.
And go ahead, Dave, say what you got to say.
No, I'm just saying, that's the thing nowadays. You got to break up nice.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. You saw Tank talking about it. Tank was talking about he liking a little. Y'all didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that. What did Tank say?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, y'all better go ahead and get on the YouTube about that one. Y'all didn't check out Tank. He was on, The Breakfast Club or something?
Uh-huh.
And they got cameras in there.
Uh-huh.
Tank said, oh, I like it. Then he lifted his legs in the chair and pulled his legs, his knees up to his ears.
And you know what? I'm a big Tank fan. I am a really big Tank fan. But that right there was just a little too much for me, Kim.
Yeah.
You saw that? You heard that, Sybil?
Yeah. It was.
I mean to take the show in that direction. Yeah. So anyway, Kim, you're doing the after party, huh? Let's not dwell.
The truth. That was the truth. And the truth. So, you know, Amber ain't said nothing. Obviously, it's a thing that people do. Yeah. Tom.
All this
and then we got a lot of tributes.
Oh.
We have a lot of tributes this morning to Maurice White.
Thank you, Tom.
And Earth,
thank you.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
Yes, we lost Maurice White yesterday.
Chicago's on.
Of Earth, Wind, and Fire. We have a lot of tributes. Our production staff has been working overtime. I last saw Maurice when they got their Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow.
Nice.
That was 1995.
It was 1995?
Yep, 1995.
You Google it, you're 1995? Because I couldn't remember. It's so long ago.
Yeah, checked that.
I was surprised that they invited me to be a part of the induction ceremony. Because this was 95. I mean, I wasn't as big as I am now.
Really?
No, not in 95.
Okay. You weren't the fly jock? You weren't flying back and forth?
Well, I was flying.
You had done that, yeah.
I was flying back and forth. That's just two cities. Now I'm 100 and some odd cities.
Right, but you were the music man. Like, you've always been the man that knew all the good music.
Well, I didn't know anybody on the Hollywood Walk of Fame knew who I was, because they always have celebrities, you know, as part of the induction ceremony for people on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And so they invited me.
It was probably Maurice. It was probably Earth, Wind, and Fire probably requested you.
No, they did.
You, at that time, they Tom did. Had they done the Celebrity Jet Ebony Showcase by then, hadn't you?
Yeah, I'd done that.
Well, there you go then. You know, he was
requested.
On Access Cable.
And
already.
So now can we get back to Maurice White?
Oh!
Little known Earth, Wind, and Fire fact that we found an interview that I did for the Ebony Jet Showcase when I did that in 83.
Wow.
And I interviewed Maurice and Philip Bailey.
Wow.
Did you know that all of those songs that you loved, all those recordings, all those tight vocals, on all of those songs, two people, Maurice White and Philip Bailey.
No.
The vocals.
Yes.
That's it.
All of the vocals. Wow.
For the whole song.
For the entire song. And they would trade back and forth for lead. Another fact that came out of that interview is that Maurice's voice can go higher than Philip Bailey's.
Wow.
Whoa. No. That's no. Nobody something. Can go higher. Maybe Mariah Carey, but I don't think that's Maurice.
And she
that's
can't what, even do it no more.
Wow.
That's what Philip Bailey said.
I bet you if you paid her enough, she
could. I'll play the interview next.
Okay.
After the break.
And they said that. Well, they said it. You were there. They said it.
This was 1983. Hmm. I came out here to interview them for the show in their what they call the complex
where they had
all these rehearsal halls and studios.
Yeah, I used to dance on a pole there.
All right, girl. Straight out of Fisk.
Yeah. Right.
In the 80s, straight out of Fisk.
The 21st night of September.
But boom, Maurice and Phillip. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, little known fact.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't wait to hear that interview.
Yeah, I'll play it for you now.
One of our greats.
And you know, really? And you know, Verdine and Maurice are brothers.
Yes.
See, people don't know that.
Yeah, because they don't look nothing alike.
They don't look nothing alike. They don't look nothing alike. But musically, that's why I love Maurice. He was the first one to wear, like, shiny leggings. I had never seen a man.
That's right.
Yes.
That, too, was a little-known Black history fact. Yeah.
Little-known Black, yeah. He was the first man to wear, you know, before Prince, all of them.
Yeah.
And he put on some leggings.
Gold leggings.
Would have the deep V before Prince in his chest.
Yes.
And no hair. He ain't had no little hamburger meat hair, nothing.
and proudly would thrust the pelvic at you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Proudly.
Yeah, because he...
Yeah, he did. Tom, I need you to stop that. First of all, the desk is moving. Tom, I need you to stop.
But
see, this is a problem.
Nice.
I'm calling security in here. You do one more thrust.
Kim, security's not up this early.